You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The story that came out, it was a Reddit thread. It was asking people, what's the most redneck thing you've ever done? Or as they called it, what's the redneckiest thing you have ever done? And some of the responses they gave were so damn funny. Somebody said they made s'mores with a Bic lighter.
Nice.
I mean, come on.
That's good.
Fantastic. Went to a wedding where the bride and groom were step siblings. Now,
that's,
we've done a segment on that before where we've decided it was okay.
It's okay. These first two, I don't know. They're not that rednecky. Okay, what else is on there?
Brought two goats home in the back of my Mustang.
That one.
Had a John Deere tractor-themed wedding.
Yep. That one works.
Doing better. Used a slingshot to drive a possum off my porch.
Yes, anything involving a possum.
Got too drunk to fish.
That's pretty good.
We're asking you today, what's the redneckiest thing you may have ever done? I went and talked to Arkansas Brandon yesterday. He's a guy who works in our sales department. And I don't know if he, like, milks the Arkansas accent.
He does.
I feel like if he just walks into a store, he talks fairly normal.
Yeah.
But when he's around us, he really lays on
the
real thick draw from Arkansas.
Yeah, spend 10 minutes with the guy and you'll start talking like that. It's super annoying.
So I thought, you know, he's perfect for this. So I went into his office and I sat down. I said, we're going to be talking about the most redneck thing you've ever done. And his eyes, he was just like, dude, he goes, that's my life. And I said, well, if you could pick one thing, what would it be? Now, I think this is pretty good. He said they didn't get snow very often, but when they did, they would take the hood off of a car, okay, tie a rope to it, tie it to the back of either that car or another pickup or something,
mm-hmm.
and then they would ride that around the parking lot.
Sure.
But here's the best part. He said one time, they got over a stretch where there wasn't enough snow, so it heated up. It was like the metal on asphalt, and it burned a hole through the hood and set the dude's pants on fire.
That is rednecky.
So
perfect.
So redneck.
God, he's got good stories.
And, I mean, he didn't even hesitate. So I know he didn't make that up because, I mean, he was just right there. He goes, oh, yeah, here's what we did. He
said, I love that guy.
He said his britches on fire.
Yeah, that's good.
Far.
That's really good.
I think
good.
He said his britches on fire.
He's also got a great story about how he had a girlfriend back in Arkansas. And
which is hard to believe in itself.
It's hard to believe, but he had to go to Walmart to buy condoms and various other things. And he went to leave, and he had his little bag full of condoms and other things. And his grandma was the one there at the exit checking receipts and bags, and she had to check his bag and receipt.
Oh, man.
Which is also a fantastic story from that guy. He's like, God dang, no.
That's where you just turn around and you just throw him into a trash receptacle.
You just run past your grandma, I think, at that point. Yeah.
Grandma, you're just going to have to trust me on this one.
Listen,
I'm not shoplifting.
I paid, Granny. All right, so we want you guys to chime in. Calls, comments, what's the biggest redneck thing you've ever done, participated in, any of it.
Yeah, and you may never have considered yourself a redneck before, but we do redneck things in our lives.
Yes. Somebody wrote in with air quotes, Cletus. Cletus says, boys, I did collect a bunch of used toilets off Craigslist. Drove out to the boonies and shot them with a shotgun.
Yes, redneck.
Redneck for
redneck.
Sure.
Redneck.
I guess if you have a couch on your front porch, you're probably a redneck.
You're living the redneck life.
Is that a Jeff Foxworthy joke?
We got a call here from John. John, what's the most redneck thing you've ever done?
Well, I had a Ford Ranger that had been in a couple accidents. So the front end, I took the decorative part of a screen door, put it in front of my grill so it looked like I had a grill. I had a 2x8 plank painted black that I screwed in for my bumper. And then I had the hood held down with a chain and a wing nut.
Dude, you're such a redneck.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, my wife, the first morning I was taking her home, we're driving along and the hood pops up in front of us. I look and just calmly says, turn right now. And that's when I knew I was in love with her.
John, go have a great day,
buddy.
Get out
of here, John.
Thank you for being
very similar to Franklin that wrote in. He said, I had my windshield wipers quit working on my car, and I was about 45 minutes from home with a thunderstorm a-coming. I tied a rope to each one from the cab, and me and my buddy pulled the rope back and forth till we got home. Didn't work great, but got the job done. Super
yes.
Redneck, says Franklin.
Hey, listen, it's not all dudes. Here's Chelsea. She goes, I've been using a shoelace for a belt for at least a year and a half.
That's, time to go buy a belt. Come on.
Shauna, here's another one from a lady. She included a photo. It's classic. She goes, I'm sure I have more, but the most recent redneck activity, drove to grandma's funeral in the back of a pickup truck. And it's a photo of all of them in their, like, their Sunday finest, but they're all piled into the back of a pickup.
Yes, anything with the bed of a pickup. God, Pam wrote in and said, I rode on the highway lying down in an open bed truck.
Yes.
So I was thinking of a few of the things of mine growing up, and one of them was we lined my buddy's pickup truck bed with plastic, you know, and then you fill it up with water.
Sure.
And you can all sit in there like it's a redneck
nice hot
tub.
Summer day.
Yeah. Cool. That was super redneck.
Here comes Sarah on the phone. Sarah, what's the redneckiest thing you ever did?
First of all, good morning. First time caller.
Hi.
I'm a big fan, so
hi,
she's
Sarah.
So my redneckest thing is I had a NASCAR-themed wedding.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We're big Jeff Gordon fans, and instead of throwing rice at the end, everybody waved checkered flag.
Nice.
And yeah. And we had Busch Light beer and Franzia box wine and PBR. And
all right.
Even in our vows, there was a reference to, you know, and death to us part kind of thing, and if Jeff Gordon wrecks or wins the race. So,
do you have a big, what is he? He's 24. Do you have a big 24 on the back of your dress?
No, I don't, but I do have a tattoo of it.
Do you?
So good.
I do.
You're so classy.
I love it. Sarah, that kind of made our day. Yeah. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for listening and finally calling. We hope you call us often now, okay?
Awesome. Sounds
See you
good.
Later.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Adelie says, I cleared poison ivy using a can of deodorant and a lighter when I was a kid. Benny says, back in Oklahoma, I would drive a tractor to high school. Celia says, I used copious amounts of duct tape to keep my bumper attached to my car.
Yes. Listen to this one from Dylan. He says, we actually did try roadkill during a camping trip.
Oh, yeah.
This was about 5 years ago. We found a critter that had been killed, but it wasn't entirely destroyed. Someone joked about eating it, and then we looked at each other, raised our eyebrows, and picked it up. He said,
yeah, why not?
He says, it wasn't bad.
Not bad. Cook it up.
He ate roadkill.
Yummy! And I hope it was possum.